What's up, everybody? Eddie Mercado here with BloodyElbow.com, and I'm about to speak with Bellator heavyweight Tony Johnson. Now, Tony is 10-2, headed into his Bellator 161 bout with Czech Congo, who is currently 6-2 in Bellator. So let's give Tony a call and find out how his training is going for his upcoming Bellator 161 bout. All right, Tony Johnson, thank you so much for joining me. Now, of course, you're 10-2, headed into Bellator 161 against longtime veteran Czech Congo. How are you doing?
Yep. I put my Wi-Fi on, sorry.
Okay.
We're good now. I just put the Wi-Fi on. You breaking up.
Sorry, you don't want to eat up that data, too. They're unforgiving.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's all good. I ain't worried about that. Brent's, I get it for free.
Oh, okay, nice. Awesome. All right, so yeah, you're 10-2, Bellator 161, big veteran in Czech Congo on your plate. What are your thoughts on the matchup?
Man, I think this is a great matchup for me stylistically. This puts me right where I want to be in that title contention shot or that title shot for the next fight. You know, I'm excited about it. I'm excited to show the fans that, you know, I want to show the fans something different. This fight, you know, I want more fans, so I need to. I'm not gonna tell you what I'm gonna do, but it's gonna be a great fight, man. I'm excited about it. Like I said, it's my biggest fight to date. This is, you know, every point in people's career, you know, you go to a point where, you know, on your resume you start getting those names, and that's what's starting to happen now. So I'm starting to get those fights. I'm excited about it. I'm in shape. I'm ready. You know, so you know, sky's the limit.
Okay, now speaking of names, I mean, you really have already amassed a who's who. You fought 3 world champions. I mean, you fought Tim Sylvia, Alexander Volkov, Daniel Cormier. I mean, you beat Derek Lewis, Rafael Butler. I mean, those are some legitimate names. Are you surprised? You think you're a little underrated? You think, you know, you're flying a little under the radar?
Man, I think so, but it's okay because, you know, I mean, I guess I'll be stealth. You know, I don't care. But, I am underrated, honestly. And but, you know, like I said, it doesn't bother me, man. I want these fights. I want the names, you know. So just feed them to me. You know, I'm going to be ready no matter what.
Okay. Now, are you still training at AKA for this?
Yeah, well, I haven't been there for this training camp. I may go there, like, the last 2 weeks of my training camp to get some good sparring in with DC and Kane and all those guys. But, you know, I'm really trying to stay home for this one, man. I kind of want to build something, you know, more solid in Nashville. You know, Nashville is up and coming area. MMA is not as big here. So it's a great opportunity to just open something up, you know, and get in Nashville or get the MMA big here in Nashville.
Okay. Now, your first Bellator fight was in 2011. And then after that, you went on to 1FC to fight Tim Sylvia. Now, there was a year gap, I believe, in 2012 that you took off. So, what kind of happened in between the area of 2012, and why did you not have an immediate repeat fight in Bellator?
Back when it was old Bellator, we just didn't have a good relationship. We'll just put it at that. You know, I guess they were, you know, Bajorn and I, we didn't see eye to eye. So, he held me there for 2 years, man, and, you know, I kind of had to sit there and take it. You know, they basically released me from my contract. But they released me from a matchmaking contract, so I was still in a matchmaking contract, so they still had me. So all I could do was sit by idle, you know, and watch everybody else get fights while I'm stuck at home, you know. But like I said, it's new Bellator now, and I'm excited about it. And I've had nothing but great, I have nothing but respect for those guys, man. Those guys have treated me very well.
Okay, now your first fight back, you took on Alexander Volkov. Mm-hmm. I mean, what was your thoughts going into that fight? Volkov, of course, a former champion. Lot of hype behind him, a lot of hopes for that guy. What were your thoughts with that?
Well, basically, my manager came to me and they said, look, Bellator said either you got one more fight, like Matt Mitchell did, or you just go right in, man. I decided to go right in. You know, I want the fights. I want the names. I don't need one more fights anymore. You know what I mean? I'm ready, so I don't need that. So, they asked me that I want him or an easier fight. I wanted him. I want the hard fights, you know? So I'm never going to back down from anybody. If I have a great, you know, if I have enough time to train, I will take any fight. I don't care.
Now, was that a little foreshadowing to a calling out of Matt Mitrione?
Absolutely, that was foreshadowing, calling his punk ass out, man. I just think he's number one for no damn reason, honestly. Like, he didn't beat anybody. He almost got knocked out by Buddy, you know, in St. Louis. Now, had that been me, if I hit him, get him to sleep, and he wouldn't have got back up. So, yeah, Matt Maitre, I'm coming for you, man. You better believe that for sure.
Okay. Now, you want to kind of assess the heavyweight division inside of the Bellator promotion? Now, of course, the title was kind of in turmoil. It was away for a bit with Vitaly Minnikov. He got stripped. It's kind of it's free reign right now, right?
Absolutely, man. I just think, honestly, I think whoever wins this fight between Chet Kongo and I is going to fight Matt Maitre for the title. I just think that's how it's going to work out, in my opinion. So that's why I need to go out there and I need to make a statement, you know, because, you know, it's just, I need to make a statement. I want that title, man, and I'm gonna work hard for it. You know, I'm in the gym every day, busting my ass every day. So, I don't want it. I want to take it. You know what I'm saying? I want to take that title. So, like I said, man, I'm ready for whatever. I'm ready to go in.
Okay, awesome. Now, how do you feel like you stack up with everybody else in the division?
I think I stack up superior, honestly. Like, Chet Kongo, I mean, like, he's probably gonna be my toughest fight. You know, he's been in the game a long time. I respect that man. You know, I have nothing bad to say about that guy, but it's my time now. And besides Chet Kongo, man, I will beat the shit out of Matt Mancione, whoever wants some. You know what I'm saying? So I give my props to Chet. You know, he's the OG of the division. You know what I'm saying? So before I talk shit to him, I gotta beat him. So you know, like I said, I respect him, and I'm just ready to, you know, I'm ready to get my career going.
Okay. Now, of course, Chet Kongo, he already had about 4 or 5 UFC fights before you even turned professional.
Right.
Now, so, I mean, this dude has a world of experience. He's been in plenty of wars. I mean, he's kind of got high mileage on him. I mean, what's your strategy with this guy? Are you going to try to come in and grind him out, or are you going to look to maybe exchange with him?
Man, I kind of want to exchange with him, honestly, man. I just, like, I haven't showed that part of my game. And, like, people in Nashville, people that support me know I have really good striking. I just haven't showed it. I haven't been comfortable enough in the cages to showcase it. But I'm getting comfortable, you know, and, like, God help the heavyweights when I do get comfortable. You know, it's going to be bad for everybody.
Okay, awesome. You got a prediction?
I want to knock him out, man. I got to knock him out, man. I have to. I'm going to knock him out second round. I'm going to push him the first round. I'm gonna see. I'm gonna break his will the first round. Second round is gonna eat him up.
Okay, I dig it. You got any sponsors you want to give a shout out to, or people you want to thank?
Absolutely, man. I want to give.
They say breaking bread is the universal sign.
Hold on 1 second. Hold on.
Sorry, break it.
Hold on 1 second. It's Sherdog. Sherdog's all messing me up. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. Hey, man, Sherdog owes me something anyway. They got my freaking birth date wrong. My birthplace wrong. They got me from North Platte, Nebraska. Anyway.
Have you written to him and asked him to change that yet?
No, I haven't. I probably should. But a big shout-out to Carmack Chiropractic. Those guys take care of me, you know, week in, week out. You know, you need those guys, you know, for the sport we do. Also, give a shout out to Clinch Gear. You know, they've been with me. I asked them to come with me, or I asked them before I had signed with Bellator. I had asked them to sponsor me, and you know, so since day one, they've always given me whatever I needed. Of course, Made Fitness is my conditioning program. Bite Me Mouth Guards, as well, man. I just signed those guys on as well. So we're getting those sponsors, and you know, it's a tough game, but you know, with the wins and everything's coming. So hopefully, we'll get more sponsors after this fight.
Okay, and what are your Twitter handles? Your Instagram, Facebook?
Facebook is Tony Johnson Jr. Instagram is Tony Johnson Jr. Twitter is at Hulk Johnson. So hit me up. Snapchat is Hulk Johnson as well. So hit me up, man. I'm going to put on updates. I'm going to have updates on the fight or of my training and everything. So just follow me. Follow me onto the throne, man.
Awesome. One last question. What's your weight like? Are you one of those heavyweights that cut down?
Come on, man. Look at that. Hey, I used to be, but look, man, I'm skinny now, man, honestly.
Okay.
Right now, I'm about 265. So before, you know, at the beginning of my career, I always had trouble with the weight. I was about 320 walking around. But now, I walk around about 270. So there's no more cutting weight. And if Bellator wants to call me, I'm ready for whatever. You know what I'm saying? Always stay fight ready. I'm ready.
Awesome. Tony Johnson, thank you so much for taking the
time. Absolutely.
Bellator 161, best of luck to you, sir.
Appreciate that. Y'all have a good one, all right?
Yes, sir, you too.
See ya.
So there you have it, the 10-2 Tony Johnson set to take on the savvy veteran in Chet Kongo on September 16th. Who's going to win? Who knows, but tune in to find out. Until then, you can read me on bloodyelbow.com. Follow me on Twitter at TheEddieMercado. and go be a good person.